Jazz great, yeah.
This is jazz. I love the jazz.
Smooth out the ripples of the day with All That Jazz from 10 to 11 p.m. Sunday to Thursday on Easy FM.
I'm Ellen Andrea Wang, and you're listening to All That Jazz. I'm a jazz musician, I'm a double bass player, and I'm from Oslo.
在今天节目当中，我先介绍一位来自挪威非常有才华的年轻的女 double bass 演奏家 Ellen Andrea Wang。 这是她在2012年推出的个人专辑 Reminder 当中的第一首作品，演奏 double bass 和演唱的序曲 Prelude。Ellen Andrea Wang 1986年出生在挪威南部的一座小城约维克，他的父亲是一名牧师，同时也是一位爵士乐手。Ellen 从小受到 Chick Corea 的影响。那你是怎样开始演奏 double bass 的呢？
I started to play classical violin by the age of 6. And I played the classical violin until I was like 16 years old. I wanted to play jazz music.On my violin, but I didn't manage to improvise at all. I really tried. I listened to records like there's a Norwegian violin player called Ola Kvernberg. He's very talented, but I didn't manage to play like him. And at the same time, I got more and more interested in the rhythm section, bass and drums and.How to sort of make a foundation in the jazz combo group and the rhythm and just the groove and the beat and everything like that was appealing to me. Yeah. So I started to play. Actually, I went to Prague and I bought a double bass I had never ever played a double bass before. And I brought this bass back home.And I said to my teacher at school, because I went to a musical high school, I'm going to learn play this instrument. And he said, okay, yeah. So that's where it started, yeah.
Alan 从6岁开始学习古典小提琴，当他长到16岁的时候，开始对爵士乐产生了浓厚的兴趣。于是他开始尝试用小提琴来演奏爵士音乐，但是他始终无法掌握用小提琴即兴演奏的技巧。与此同时，他对爵士乐当中的节奏部分，鼓和贝斯产生了浓厚的兴趣。于是他在布拉格买了他的第一把 double bass。当他回到奥斯陆的音乐学校之后，他对他的音乐老师说：“我想学习演奏这件乐器。”Alan 安德烈王在2012年他的一个 project Pixel 当中演奏的一首作品 Assets， 在挪威语里是高手的意思，而和这位小姑娘一起演奏的的确都是爵士乐的高手。 在2010年大学刚刚毕业，年仅24岁的 Alan 便和挪威著名的爵士钢琴演奏家 Dag Andersen 以及鼓手 Paul Tosin 组成的三重奏录制了专辑 Norwegian Song。
Well, I've been playing with Dag Andersen and Paul Tosin. I just finished my master's degree at the Music Academy in Oslo, where Paul Tosin, he's a drum teacher. And I think for about, yeah, like 3 years ago, you need to have an audition to go to the school. And I played with all the drums that applied to for the Music Academy. It was like 30, 40... drum players, and Paul he sat there and he was sort of deciding who's gonna go to the next round or and then he heard me play actually. So after a couple of weeks he called me and said, "Hi Ellen, would you like to jam with me one day?" And I said, "Yes, I would love to." And it suddenly just happened to get to know Paul and Dag. We played together and it worked really good, and I think the music is beautiful to play Grieg, you know, Norwegian songs in the jazz arrangement. And then I we played the Norwegian, we recorded the Norwegian song 3 at the Rainbow Studio in Oslo with Jan-Erik Kongsau as a sound engineer, and Palle Mikkelborg, a Danish trumpet player, he also played with that. So that's how it started. So it's sort of become, I think for me, as being a young jazz musician with no experience, it's been our own school, you know, to have the possibility to play with such great jazz musicians. I've learned so much and I really like to play with them.
挪威著名的鼓手 Paul Tosin 是 Alan 学校的音乐老师，在一次考试当中 Alan 出色的表现给 Paul Tosin 留下了深刻的印象，于是他打电话邀请 Alan 加入他和另外一位挪威著名的爵士钢琴演奏家 Dag Andersen 的三重奏。他们在奥斯陆著名的 Rainbow Studio 里边录制完成了 Norwegian Song 第三集。整个录音过程对于年轻的没有任何经验的 Alan 来说，不仅仅是一次学习，同时也是一次展现他自我才华的机会。我们现在听到的就是专辑当中的一首作品 Dialogue 对话，我们可以听到 Alan 成熟稳重而又充满歌唱性的 Bass 独奏。
I have a lot of different influence. I've been studying at the Music Academy in Oslo, and I think maybe my main influence needs to be my bass teacher and bass mentor. His name is Bjørn Kjellmir. Yeah, he's taught me a lot about being a bass player and about jazz music. And also I need to say maybe that my father as well has been one of my main influence, because as a little child I listened to a lot of jazz records that he was playing. So when I was like 2, 3, 4 years old, I listened to Makot Tyner, Oscar Peterson, Hymn to Freedom, and Spain. I remember clapping to Spain with Chicorea. Yeah.
见过三月的大海吗？ 那幅画面， 说不上冷漠， 也谈不上温凉。 我不曾劈柴， 喂马， 周游世界， 但我幻想过， 有一所房子， 面朝大海， 春暖花开。 三月是远行者上路的日子，他们从三月出发，就像语言从表达出发，歌从欢乐出发。三月，人们想得很远，前面有许许多多要做的事情，三月的人们满怀信心，仿佛远行者 上路时那样。三月，路途中的你，一定还有轻松调频陪伴。This
is jazz. I love the jazz.
Smooth out the ripples of the day with All That Jazz from 10 to 11 p.m. Sunday to Thursday on Easy FM.
I'm Ellen Andrea Wang, and you're listening to All That Jazz.
我们现在听到的就是在挪威著名的爵士钢琴演奏家 Dag Arneson Trio 录制的专辑 Norwegian Song 第三季当中， 年轻的女 double bass 演奏家 Ellen Andrea Wang 和她的老师鼓手 Paul Tosin 精彩的合作。
I've been practicing a lot playing with the bass and drums and working a lot with the rhythm section, and I think that maybe I bring a new voice or something like that into jazz music.
刚刚听到的是 Dag Andersen Trio 演奏的一首由挪威著名的鼓手 Paul Tosin 创作的充满律动感的 Paul on the Hillside.
I have another band called Pixel. That's been my main project besides Dag Andersen Trio, where I also composed the music, and it's been yeah, that's really great musicians as well. And the interesting thing there is that we play, we call it indie jazz. It's jazz, pop and rock music mixed together. Mm-hmm. And we have, the CD was released, our debut album, on this American label called Cuneiform Records. And it got a lot of attention in Norway and in other countries as well. And the special thing about the band, I think, is that we don't have guitar or piano. We don't have a chord instrument. We only have bass drums, a trumpet and saxophone, and then some vocals. Mm-hmm. So we need to, you know, create the harmonies by using the horns and the vocal.
Alan 安德烈王自己组建的乐队叫做 Pixel， 这是一支带有实验色彩、没有和声乐器、由鼓、 bass、 小号和 sax 组成， Alan 演唱。 他们的风格被称作是 Indie Jazz， 我们来听一首他们演唱的 I Hung。
I hang my eyes out to dry. Softly you wipe tears of mine. Figure out how easy come. Breathe the Savior, guide your home.
在Pixel2012年 推出的首张专辑 Reminder 当中可以明显的听到摇滚乐对 Alan 的影响。
When you compose music, you sort of figure out what is your musical expression. Who are you? But it tells who you are. It's very personal. And the way I play, the way I write music, it's combining everything that I have been grown up with, different musical styles and bands. And I remember, like, when I first discovered rock, I think it was Nirvana. Yeah, that was my first meeting with rock music, yeah. But a lot of different things, which I can't, like Foo Fighters. I like Foo Fighters a lot.
在 Alan 安德烈王成长的过程当中， Nirvana 和 Foo Fighters 都对他产生了深远的影响，他把这种摇滚乐的影响运用到了他的爵士乐创作当中。我们再来听一首他演唱的歌曲 Call Me。
Call Me is, that's a song, sort of come, it's combining pop and rock, jazz music. It's hard to tell what it is, actually, because some jazz musician would say that, oh, this is a pop song. But some pop listeners would say, oh, this is definitely jazz, but we like it. It's somehow Pixel has been, we want to make, you know, jazz listener, to get to know rock and pop music. We would like to get rock and pop listeners to get to know jazz music. The special thing about Pixel is that when I sing, we also have the trumpet or the saxophone playing the same melody as the vocal does, and I think that creates an unique maybe sound and creativity to the music.
Carry you to a place another time, to find some rest, justify. No shortcuts, no words can help it.
Andrea Wang 的音乐创作模糊了爵士音乐和摇滚乐以及流行音乐之间的界限，不仅让爵士乐爱好者了解了摇滚乐，同时呢，也让摇滚乐和流行音乐爱好者认识了爵士音乐。刚才我们听到的就是他演唱的一首 Wake Up。
I think, you know, what we're trying to do, for example, with Pixel is that if we play at a high school or something like that, people will say,I didn't know that jazz was so cool, you know, because they have this idea how jazz is supposed to be, you know, like the traditional jazz or the New Orleans jazz. So I think that that's a way of getting their attention to jazz.
我们从这位来自挪威年轻的女 double bass 演奏家Alan Andrea Wang 身上看到了年轻一代的爵士音乐家是如何将传统的爵士音乐带入到新的时代，并且注入新的生命。感谢收听欧宁主持的 All That Jazz 爵士春秋。 Keep that swing and respect the music. 明天同一时间 再见。